Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 17th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition political parties, especially the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, ahead of general elections later this year. 26 members of the Nelson Chamisa-led opposition party, including a minor, remain in custody tonight after they were arrested at a private residence in Budiriro over the weekend while holding an internal party meeting, which the CCC says did not require them to notify the police. Those arrested include members of Parliament Amos Chibaya of Mkoba constituency and Costa Machinga Uta representing Budiriro, who handed himself over to the police today. Police rounded up the opposition supporters while hunkering down at Machingauta's residence. The accused activists were back in court today with lawyers from the organization Justice for Children making an application for the minor to be tried separately. Lishona njani izulu kandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa mahlayana kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Kulaba sekeli baleli bandla abangamashumi amabili lasithupha ababotshwe ngempela viki ngemva kokutholakala besenza umhlangano wabo endlini yomeli we-CCC eBudiriro, uMnumzana Costa Machinga Uta, yena obotshwe namuhla. Abanye ababotshiweyo bagoqela umeli weMkhoba ePhalamende, uMnumzana Amos Chibaya. Kwaziwayi vatereri veStudio 7, nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa zvakanyanya kwenhengo dzeCCC. Nasi nhengo dzebato iri makumi maviri nenhanhatu. Dzanga dziri kumatare zvichitevera kusungwa kwadzo nemugovera dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano usiri pamutemo kumba yemumiriri webudiriro mudare reparamende vaCosta Machinga Uta. CCC inoti nhengo dzayo dziri kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo. The SADC Lawyers Association is also blasting the Zimbabwe government today after a lawyer representing the CCC members, Uzai Kadzere, was beaten up and then arrested by police. One of the attorneys representing the minor, Pamela Musima, had this to say.
So Justice for Children ndapinda tikamirira mwana, but mutemo wedu uri kuzita remwana harifanwi kupabhulishwa kuita panoitwa nyaya yemwana koti inofanirwa kupiriwa in English the gallery should be cleared. So taita application yekuti gallery ipiriwe yezuro nyaya yakatotongwa munhuwese arimo but nhasi patasvika tabva tati gallery ngari piriwe. So application iyoyo ndiyo yazopedzisira yaita kuti nyaya ipostpone kuenda mangwana because vamwe vese 24 vane konzero yekuti vatongwe vanhu vese varimo nekuti vanhu vakuru but for vana vadiki zvinovapa shoma zvinovapa kuti even mazita avo asvibise kana vakatongwa makazara vanhu nekuti hatizivi vari kutora mapikicha hatizivi vari kutora humbo saka kazhinji kazhinji mutemo wedu unoti vana nyaya dzavo dzinotongwa kuna vanhu vakawanda saka basically ndo zvataita mukati mezuva ranhasi taita application yekuti gallery ipiriwe kana kuti paita separation of trial. Separation of trial kungoti nyaya ngaitongwe mwana pakeita vanhu vakuru 24 vari pauri ndo zvinotaura kotero dzevana izvozvo.
That was Pamela Morima of the organization Justice for Children talking to our reporters outside the court today. Another lawyer for the accused, Mr. Wilbert Mandinde, elaborated.
We are coming out of court again, day two of our bail application. This morning we were unable to proceed with the bail application. An issue of importance was raised regarding the rights of the minor child whom I mentioned yesterday as being part of the 25 arrested. There was an application either to separate trial or to have the trial in camera. Obviously, the issue was of much concern as there are 24 others who have a right to be tried in public. In the presence of the media, in the presence of their relatives, in the presence of their friends. So the court is now adjourned to consider submissions that we made on that particular aspect, and will then decide whether the child will be separated, whether the court will be cleared, or whether the trial will just proceed as is. So we will come back tomorrow at 11:15, hopefully for the ruling, and then continuation with the bail hearing. In the meantime, it is also important that I announce that our Honorable Machinga Uta, who was said yesterday in court to be a fugitive from justice, has handed himself over to the police this morning. He was accompanied to Harare Central CID Law and Order by his lawyer, Mr. Darlington Marange. So he is now in police custody. It's an issue that will also raise as and when our opportunity to address court on the bail is concerned. That is the update that we have for today, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde for the opposition CCC members arrested at the weekend and currently in jail. Umsekelo osikhulumeli se-CCC, uMnumzana Gift Ostalosi Ziva, uthe amalunga abo kumele akhululwe ngoba ebotshelwe ize.
EZimbabwe sinenkinga mayelana ngokusebenza komthetho elizwe ngenxa yokubana ke sikhangelele ukuthi abantu labo kufanele bephile bail ngenxa yokuthi abala macala abawenzileyo. Sathi le meeting umhlangano i-CCC asowonhlanganiso yabhanwana, inhlanganiso e-operata okusemthethweni okufanele content. Nxa kubiza ukhetho kufanele kube ne-competition. I-competition isho ukuthi kufanele liye campaigna, kufanele lironge. Thina njenge-CCC besisemhlangano nje o-private asikhangelelanga ukubana ke umhlangano lo ufanele uklire ngenxa yokubana umthetho weZimbabwe uyavumela ukuthi abantu benze ama-meeting abo ke in private. Nxa yokuthi siyake lapho siya khona phambili ama-public meeting njengamare siyabhuka ngoba umthetho siyawazi, kodwa sikubonayo ukubana ke kulokhu sitshenziswa komthetho against thina. Yikho sikhuluma ngendaba ke ye-Animal Farm Kingdom ukubana umthetho susetshenziswa ukubana uncindezele abanye uvumele abanye.
CCC deputy spokesperson, the Gift Ostalosi Ziva, talking to our reporters in Harare today. To help us dissect this hot button issue, we are joined by opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Moringai, and ZANU-PF youth leader for Bulawayo, Mr. Freedom Murechu. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Moringai. We saw Mr. Moringai, members of your party, 25, 26, being arrested every weekend for allegedly convening an illegal meeting in Budiriro. They appeared in court yesterday. They were back in court today. There is a growing sentiment that members of your party are being victimized ahead of elections this year. What's your take on what's happening?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. We have said these things for a long time, that ZANU-PF as a party has no plan for Zimbabweans. What they have majored on is the minor of arresting, intimidating, torturing, and keeping our people away from serving the nation. We have seen that this is a continuous assault on the very freedoms that our constitution gives us. That one bail is allowed. We have seen that Honorable Kala is still in prison 7 months with no court date or bail being allowed for him. So we are saying to the world, ZANU-PF, since its formation, has no plan for the people of Zimbabwe like we, the Triple C, have offered an alternative that is very visionary and freedoms for all people in our country.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Moringai, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Mr. Mureshu. Freedom Mureshu is a ZANU-PF youth leader in Bulawayo. The Triple C, Mr. Mureshu, is saying its members are being victimized by the ZANU-PF government ahead of elections. What say you?
Thank you for having me. My take on this matter is that I think there's no victimization whatsoever. It's just, it's a game that we now know that every time throughout the elections, our opposition members, opposition, friends, should I say, they do some other things that they know that, it's against the law. You know, the law is the law. There's no selective application of the law. Even us as ZANU-PF, we also apply whenever we want to hold our own meetings. We apply to the police and we get cleared. And these guys do these meetings without, authorization from the police, knowing that they'll get arrested. And, I know, throughout the election, you get free publicity for being arrested and start getting sympathy from the people. But, so this is a game that they're good at it. But the citizens of Zimbabwe are now very much aware of that game. But they also want to get some publicity by getting arrested. And so they start crying foul to the Westerners and say, look at what ZANU-PF is doing, they're arresting us and whatnot, so that the image of Zimbabwe will be trained and so forth. So we're used to it, and I think the people of Zimbabwe now, they are also aware that they can be played by the opposition.
Kodwa Mureshu, umhlangano lo bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yomuntu, aso rale ukuthi bekudingakala ukuthi abe Triple C bacele imvumo emapholiseni kumbe bazise amapholisa. Bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yelunga le Triple C. Babotshwe ngaliphi ke khonapho, ngawuphi umthetho? Ngoba umthetho uthi nxa usenza irali kumbe umhlangano opublic kulapho ongazisa khona amapholisa, kodwa lowo ubungumhlangano osendlini yomuntu.
And njengoba ukhuluma mnumzana ukuthi umhlangano lo uthi ngabantu be-Triple C akade behlangene, ubungumhlangano also yikho. You can't say ngumhlangano it was a private meeting. Yet you are very clear to say abo amalunga a opposition abothiwe sezimhlangano ungumhlangano weTriple C. And what you should know is that in Zimbabwe we have got our security sector which is very, very vigilant, and they've got to call counter intelligence. Yesterday we used to see people being arrested after they've done something wrong. This time around people were arrested while they are planning something. So that's how our law enforcement that do it, and the intelligence guys are there to pick up such kind of information. So I think umhlangano is very clear. We say abant lava and abant yoto. We say umhlangano. Lapa, So it was a meeting planned towards the minor election as well. So it was a political meeting. They have to go and apply to the police. Now Musha is our Mchangan, so that they are cleared. And it's for their own good, because these days we've been hearing a lot of issues. We are about to get a lot of things in Mchangan, so I'm a police officer. And it's not like I'm a police officer in Mchangan. Then by my police and they put Mchangan, they are protected by the law of Zimbabwe. I'm a police officer of a corner, so back to Mungavina, I want to have a video. That's it.
Kodwa kulomahluko khonapho mnumzana Murethu, akula mthetho othi nxa abantu besenza umhlangano o private, there is a difference between a public meeting and a private meeting, and umthetho wemopa ukhuluma ngepublic a meeting, kodwa lapha umhlangano lo ubusendlini yomuntu. Yikho i-IEEC isithi cha, abantu laba ababotshelwe ize ngoba umhlangano lo ubungekho public. Ngize kuwe mnumzana Muringayi Murukunzwa, va Freedom Kureshi vari kutaura hanza hapana zvekuti private meeting kana kuti musangano uri public. Nhengo dzenyu dzakapara mhosva apa nekusangana dzisina kuzivisa mapurisa.
Tinoziva isusu kuti ZANU PF is an organization isingateedzere mutemo wayo waunomboiswa pasi. Tikuona kuti Mr. Mrechi wari kutaura dhanzi vada kuti protecta muprivate meeting yemumba, which is undemocratic according to MOPA rules dzavakanyora ivo pachavo dzekusungirira vanhu kuti kana vachida kuita meeting unofanira kuita application to the law kana iri rally. A private meeting in the house manyatsovatsanangurira zvakanaka has got nothing to do with the disturbance of peace or anything to do with the disturbance yevanhu in the area. Yanga iri mumba ma MP wedu vamachingauta and people were peacefully discussing issues that were going on. ZANU PF has the tendency yekufungira kuti anywhere panosangana vanhu ve-IEEC they are planning something, of which we are planning the development of our people. We are planning to bring a new government ichapa vanhu a freedom yavakarwira ivo ZANU PF nguva yehondo. Saka zvavari kungotaura zvekuda kusunga vanhu means kuti ivo vave kutya kuti ndofunga IEEC yada kutitorera power and all these other things. But hapana zvakadaro. Isusu were a peaceful party. We've been peaceful from the beginning. Hapana kana mirizhongo yatatanga. Asi tungoona mapurisa ari kuabuzwa nestate kuti vatore one side all the time.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringayi. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition IEEC members. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Sanda kusithuma singumsakazi weStudio 7 njalo kuhlelo njengokusho kwami sikhuluma ngokubotshwa kwamalunga e-IEEC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo sile siphathamandla se-IEEC umnumzana Tim Muringayi kanye lo mnumzana Freedom Murethu, umholi wabasakhula beZANU PF kobulawayo. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Vachangoti bata inepfenyuro yeStudio 7, uyezve tiri pachirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Nasi tirikuta uraninyaye kusungwa kwenengo ze bato rinopikisa re-CCC iro rukuchema-chema richiti nengo zaro za kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo. Mimwedzi zvichaitwa mimwedzi mishoma inotevera. Nasi muchirongwa hatina vatimuringai ve-CCC muno muNorth America pamwe chete nava Freedom Murechu vebato reZANU-PF kubulawayo. Mpenduke kuwe mnumzana Murechu. There is a feeling among the legal fraternity, among the opposition, that police are taking the side of ZANU-PF. They are not being impartial in their discharge of duty. Especially as we head towards the 2023 elections. Muruku Zwana Oseiva Mrechu.
This is Muruku Zwana Oseiva Mrechu. This is Muruku Zwana Oseiva Mrechu. This is Muruku Zwana publicity. But there's no selective application. Nevan wedi sisuano sungwa the police. Because police are issue ZANU-PF. Police in Jamaica, yes. So Nevan wedi sisuano sungwa taka pana selective application. Then what I see by last time, Pakam Pusunga MP, wedi and Zakereke, Pakanga Pomi Rare, Pakasunga and Jerry. I just smell out here, General Pusunga, Avutina Botanga with our Avutimapuris out of victimizama. My own peace. That I wonder if in my head, Lawayo, and then my Golakam Bushunga, Akina Boti, Mapurisa, Abutorama site, and Akusunga and his Anipi Stere Kufura and the opposition. At Nango Complain. Upon a selective application,
as Zozo Inya is this name of Matongi Reinika Murechu. Panyas of Matongi Reinika Patrugona. Pane nengo zenyu zvinombo chisidzira zvinombo kurudzira mirizhonga kuti vashamisa ngavaurawe asi pare zvino hasati dzasungwa nanhasi.
Inini maka vanhu vanofarira mahuman rights vachiti vanhu ngavaive nemarights avo vanhu ngavaive nemarights avo. Purezidendi wedu anotukwa every day, almost every day. Pafacebook paTwitter vachitukwa nezvimwe zvinyadzi zvinosingamboiti. Hatina kumboona munhu wani akambosunga kuti atuka president. Because president akati, oh, vanhu vanoda marights. Marights avo vanhu
vamurechu. I don't want to. Vamurechu ndikubatei muromo. Vanhu vakawanda vanogara vachisungwa apa vachinzi vatuka mutungamiri wenyika vakawandisa mhero kuti hamuzionere nyaya dzacho mumatare. Asi batai makadaro ndimbotora mutereri sati mulaleli kwele South Africa uRoy. Mutereri makadi henyu?
Makasimba hangu baba, makasimba.
Aiwa takasimba kana makasimba. Woo, mapinda muchirongwa tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Akutende huko sinda wakosikare wetriposi watopinda dambudziko vana vatomuka zvenze chaire chaire kuti asekutoti seminari ya handizivi kuti dandobato rega here iyo ZANU-PF munyika umu dai mwari atingira nekuti mwavavanawo chaio chaio totoshava kuti zvinombofamba sei kuti tatine kukawo here kana kuti iyo nyika maneya akati havaionewo here kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe havanoramba saka tichaita sei mai
ameno tobvunza imimi varoi poitwa sei
ndozvatiri kutaura kuti daivo dai vagona kupa vanhu mukana vanokambena vachikambena vanotaurawo nezveshoko reCCC
Thank you very much. Mnumzana Muringai, vako na vanya vakalayo lapha bathi yebo amalunga yenu ngabe hlukuluzwa kodwa ibandla lenu lalo lungani kalila direction umkhokhelwe wenu babu tsamisa ungani ka odobhi kuhle umthina ungani yalahleka nje esikhatini esinengi basho njalo abanye uthini wena ngalokho.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo. Hayi but ngifuna ukuthi lilungise lapha kade kukhuluma khona umrethi bebefake impikitsha yami, hayi ansiyo. So ngathiwa kule confusion bitani.
Sorry, ngizakhuluma labo producer bami, sorry.
Alright, but no problem. So mina ngathi khonapho ma kungela plan or besithi ubaba uChamisa is not doing the right job, why is ZANU-PF arresting all our leaders? In an independent democratic country like Zimbabwe, which has peaceful people, why are they pushing the narrative that all our MPs are being arrested? We have Ubabu Job Scala has been in Etilongweni for the past 7 months with no reprieve. Bail has been refused for him for 7 or 8 times. Katesi sebebophe uchampion in chief owenza organizing uMnumzana Chibaya lo Mnumzana Machingeuta kwabo lo Mnumzana Sithole. In a country that is democratic and peaceful, akulampi akulabantu abahlukuluza except ZANU-PF. So thina sesikhangela umongameli welizwe uEmmerson Mnangagwa sithi he is the head of all security apparatus in Zimbabwe. Is he the one that is behind this to take away the fire that the Zimbabweans have got now will remove the ZANU-PF government? So I think esikubona is all these things that they have had. Wabula umboneni ncube, we know that last year during the March elections, wabula wabanye echiweshe laphana, and they keep on doing this to dissuade and discourage our people. But one thing we know about Zimbabwe is we shall overcome. There is no fear anymore. We are going to vote ZANU-PF out, no matter what they do.
Siyabonga Muringa isikhathi sibuyele ku Murejo as we close. Amrecho ubusithwe nabantu abasabotsha ngokuthethi umongameli bengisithi mina bahlala bebotsha abantu almost every week. Kodwa kungelani lalokho usigqibela uhlelo ngamafitshane. Uyamuzwa baba umringayo uthi liyesaba nje kolibahlukuluza lesaba ukhetho.
Uyamuzwa kodwa alo ayibona ngani into ayikhulumayo lokho uyazikhiphela. ZANU-PF vele kayesazi lutho and siyekhethweni lolu siyakwazi ukuthi vele isimine kudala ngoba siphathe lama-structures sisingene ebantwini and siyakwazi abantu abazavota ngobuningi babo evoteni ZANU-PF. I-ZANU-PF kayiyindawo. I want to make it very clear to Comrade Muringai that ZANU-PF is going nowhere and okuzahamba ngamanzi lamagesi ema-thawunzi lapha abalokuzayo ngathi ngamanzi ama-thawunzi lawa arana i-opposition yiko kuzabe kuhamba kuphela kodwa ZANU-PF not going anywhere.
Siyabonga. Siyabonga. And that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests. That's Mr. Timuringai of the CCC as well as Freedom Murechu of ZANU-PF. Thanks also to you, the viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Same time, same radio station. Studio 7. I'm your host, Tunamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe. I'm